Right.
You know what I mean? To see if you can even subdivide it.
Yeah, which I wouldn't want to subdivide it. I have big plans, but and that would be
fair enough. All right, everybody. Oh. All right. All right. It's 7 o'clock, and I'm going to call the April 27, 2021 North Bottle City Council meeting to order. And I'll ask Dee to call the roll, please.
Here.
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 Thank you. Moving down, we get to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Folks, please excuse us if we're a little rusty. It's been over a year. Isn't that something, a year? But boy, is this nice to have them back again, huh? All right, moving forward. Agenda changes and additions. Any? Hearing none? Move forward. We have no public hearings tonight, so we'll move down to the consent agenda. And that would be of the approval of the April 13th meeting minutes and approval of the April 2nd half vouchers in the sum of $32,276.29.
I make a motion to approve April 13th meeting minutes and the approval of April 2nd half vouchers for the sum of $32,276.29.
Thank you for that, Travis. You got a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Richard. Any comments?
A lot of money.
Hearing, you want to talk about that?
No.
We paid for the road. That's why it's a little higher. Dee, I'm going to ask you to call the vote.
Okay. Mentioned that our audio is going in and out,
so we
definitely need a different method, and you guys will have to speak up.
All right.
Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Hall?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Moving forward, guest presentations. We have Josh here. Josh has been working with the city to try to kind of help out with. Well, I'll let him explain.
So, yeah, I've been working with Dee for the last few months since the beginning of the year just to kind of streamline the financial procedures of the city. So the first kind of project we were working on was we were...
Josh, just a second, excuse me. Would you note that Councillor Lee is present? Yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Josh.
So the administrative staff were having difficulty with data entry into Vision. Vision's not the most user-friendly software, and it's not the most communicative software within the system itself. So you could make an error in one part of the software, fix it, and then, but that could still negatively impact other areas, other reports.
Can you please speak up loud?
Oh.
She pretty much can only hear me.
Oh. Maybe can we move her over to the center table?
We can. If anybody talks, do you know how to control it?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I could move somewhere.
Maybe right here for now?
Yeah.
Sorry, Josh.
Sorry.
We'll get the bugs worked out.
Yeah.
Logistics.
So stuff like entering your invoices or billing, if you made an error with the bars code, it was very difficult to catch, and they would only catch when you would run a report. So I worked with Dee to create a system that really kind of streamlined data entry. So whenever invoices were coming in, instead of them going straight into the system, the staff now kind of records what it is and the bars code, and there's kind of a double checking that occurs before it goes into the system, just makes mistakes less likely to happen, get two sets of eyes on it, and also you just have the benefit of a little bit of time to get fresh eyes on it when you look at it again. So that's one of the things we implemented. And Deanna tells me it's been pretty good at reducing erroneous entries so far, so that's really promising. We've also started to implement a system for heads of department in the city to get a better understanding of their spending habits and their budgets, as well as their actual account balances. So when someone spends money, when a head of department spends money, there's a worksheet that they fill out with Deanna that again lists the bars code of the spends and the account of the spend, as well as how much. And then Deanna is going to be meeting monthly with the heads of department to check in with them about where they are spending-wise, how much they spent in a month, what that means for their budget, what that means for their actual account balance. There's obviously a big difference between what you're budgeted to and what the physical cash you have on hand at any given point in time is. So helping heads of department kind of reconcile all three of those concepts on a monthly basis just gives everyone more knowledge and more power when it comes to how the city's spending money. Any questions on that stuff so far?
No.
Deanna, have I missed anything so far?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, well,
I think we're just working on, so kind of what we want to do moving forward is working on that annual report. I know Deanna is working with Vision again to get their reporting in order so we can send the correct information out to the state.
Still not corrected. And
yeah.
I have an open hope ticket. I'll be very happy when we get to change. That's
yeah.
all I got.
So kind of long term, Deanna and I will be looking at alternative software for the accounting, for the record keeping for the city that kind of, I don't want to say better meets the city needs, but requires less hours, work hours to maintaining and updating it. You know, ideally you have a piece of software that is quite easy to use, quite intuitive to use, so someone can go in and look at it and know exactly where they are. Vision, you got to run a lot of reports and jump through a lot of different places to really get a clear picture. So the idea is if we can move to a piece of software that's a lot more intuitive, user-friendly, more people will have access to the information because it's easier to find. That way everyone knows kind of where they're at. So instead of us being kind of dictated by what the software can and can't do, the software, hopefully the new software, empowers everyone to make better financial decisions about how they're spending money. We don't have to spend so much time inputting and fixing errors, because it does take a lot of just work hours to get some of those problems sorted and solved. So if you can, you know, if you can take, you know, 10 hours a week that Deanna would spend fussing around in Vision and free up 10 hours for Deanna to work on other projects, maybe grant finding, that's a good good trade for the city in that regard. So Deanna and I are going to be looking at, you know, different options out there in terms of software that the city can use.
Jesuit, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So you haven't defined a software program yet. There's no name for it?
Not yet. There are a lot of options out there. I know Deanna's compiling a list. So,
how old does QuickBooks work for something like she would need? Because we use that at the port. I'm not part of using it, so I don't know the user-friendliness of it.
Yeah. QuickBooks, I've used QuickBooks before. It's a very user-friendly software. The challenge for us is finding something that makes it easy to be compliant with the state auditor's accounting practices.
Gotcha.
And kind of making it easy for annual report time. So that's something that we're going to be diving into and looking into here in the coming months, because ideally the goal is to have a transition to a new piece of software before budget time. That way we can load the new budget for fiscal year 2022 into this new software and have a very clean transition. That way we're not trying to transition
halfway through a fiscal year.
It just makes it tricky. So that's the ultimate plan, but I'm sure Deanna and I will be back here with options and pros and cons to a lot of different, and be able to weigh them up against the current software as well.
So there's nothing out there right now that fits what we want to do.
We've got six.
Deanna's been looking at stuff. Right now our focus has really been on getting solid processes in place, so when a transition does come, it's much more manageable. There's no point in changing software and systems if we don't have good processes in place that make that transition more difficult. Does that answer your question, Terry?
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
And what started all this when we came in, our administration came in, none of the department heads had anything to do with the budget. They gave them input. They didn't control their budget. They didn't know how much money they had. They had no clue. So we decided that it was important if the managers are going to spend money wisely, the department heads, they need to know the budget. They need to know how much their balance is. So that's what we worked up. That's what we've been working on. And they're getting keyed in. So now with Josh's help, we're fine-tuning it. So now we don't have to tell them we don't have the money yet. But money, a lot of times people, when they don't understand at the beginning of the year, many of our department heads figured that at the beginning of the year our budget is $150,000. They want to start spending $150,000 in January. Well, it's like us. You know, we might get a budget of $50,000 a year, but we don't get it all in January. You have to space it out. And now they're understanding with the forms that, and they're being able to control their budgets. And because of it, the city's sitting pretty cash, a lot better than we've sat when we first came in. We're sitting on a little bit of money. We're doing okay. So they know they don't, and they spend wisely. So they're just, Josh is helping to fine tune it and to get to a better system vision, because it's just a disaster. It's been a disaster since we got here.
I thought it was just me, but it's really not. And that was the thing. I needed, I had a lot of it cleared up. We called Josh in to kind of help with some outlying things that I couldn't figure out. And the reason I couldn't figure them out was because Vision's reporting is off. I mean, there's things missing. There's stuff that should change that doesn't, that shows one thing in one report and it's totally different in a different report, even with the right filters. So it wasn't me, thank goodness, but it's been frustrating to fix.
There was many times I'd be looking at expenditure budgets and I'd walk in around to the corner to her and I'd say, Dee, this is not, something's wrong here. She would look up the report she's working in and they would be totally different. Yeah. The reports aren't talking to themselves. So I'm looking at one number, and she's telling me, no, no, no. And then you'd have to really research and go into other reports to finally get the numbers to come together. It's a terrible program.
It started off simple, and then it just kind of got...
They just kept building on it.
I went to high school that had... it was a three-story building. But they were two different three stories. So if you're on one third story, you couldn't get to the other third story. You had to go all the way down and walk all the way across. So it's kind of what Vision is in terms of information flow, is that you can feel you're on the same level, but those levels may not be talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of to go over what Brian was saying, with like now that the heads of the department are involved and they understand their budget and their accounts a little bit better, that really empowers them to start making strategic decisions about how they want to run their departments,
mm-hmm.
how they want to allocate resources in a more productive and efficient way. So knowledge is power.
Didn't we vote on that to have that come in here a few years ago?
No, Vision's been here first. They brought it in 2011.
What did we vote in to make it easier for...
Well, that was that Dude Solutions, which was work for us.
Seemed to be we dropped that before we had to pay anything.
We did that trailer, but it just, we talked about that.
A little too robust for us, for even though it was very cool.
Robust? Why is it so...
Yeah, well, with only a three-person team, I mean, there was a lot for team management and fleet management, and, you know, really Brian would have had to run, Henriksen would have had to run the whole thing while he's still already busy with other things that almost, I mean, if we had more than a team of three or four out there, more like 10 at least, it would be feasible, but it just seemed to be a little too much for what we're working with.
What about getting some really good heads together and writing our own software?
Unfortunately, I don't have that kind of technical.
Yeah,
idea.
I don't know. We'd cost the city about $500,000.
Yeah, probably.
Minimum.
And then probably all the land in the city as well.
Yes.
Really, it takes that much to write software?
Yeah, it does.
There are some good
supply and demands. There's a lot of demand for software writers, coders out there, and. Those folks.
They're good, Emily. On.
I need to learn how to do that.
What, programming?
Yeah.
I can do access programs, and those are pretty easy, but those link databases. So.
Yeah.
Well, Josh has been very helpful, as we all know. He's done a good job in other places too. So.
And I appreciate the opportunity to help out the city, and I can't say it means a lot to me that you trust me to help you guys out. I do appreciate the opportunity. It's a pleasure to help the city out to serve you guys. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And I think it's a good investment because we're already starting to save a little money. And the more we refine it and the more people understand the city, we can start banking some more money. And that's what's important. We need to build our reserves.
Do you want to talk about the reserve and the money market as well?
Sure.
Yeah, so the other thing that we did, I think it's about a month or two ago, the reserve funds were commingled into one physical bank account over at the bank, which... is really not in and of itself an issue, but the city found that it was kind of difficult to keep an eye on all right, this is how much money we actually have in the bank right now, because a lot of it was reserve fund earmarked for particular reserve requirements. So Deanna and Brian were able to transfer reserve assets into a money market account, so it's still at the same bank, but it's in a physically different account, and the money market account makes a small amount of interest. So it's still liquid, and the city's able to use it for those reserve activities when the need arises, but it's a lot helpful for Deanna and Brian to be able to look in the bank account and go, oh, this is actually how much money, liquid money, the city has on hand right now. It's not that's usable.
And same with the department heads, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any questions there? Are you sick of me talking?
No, you're just so quiet, Dana can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
It
doesn't help. That
I could have
told you have a Mac.
I could have dialed in and we could have screened him in.
Oh. You were late.
Well, I am happy to speak with any member of the public about the work that I've been doing at any time, so... I'm around here in the evenings and the afternoons. So if anyone has any questions, I'm all about helping out, explaining. So
thank you.
Josh, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, moving down. How about public comment?
John or Dana, have any public comment?
Who?
Dana. Oh.
I have no public comment other than the fact that I just asked Tom and he couldn't hear either, and I don't know if it's... I know Sprint has some issues now that they've been taken over by T-Mobile, because we had Sprint before too.
Are you
and
on Sprint?
We had to switch to Verizon, and so it wasn't just ranges.
Was it just Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dana, can you hear me? This is Brian.
I can hear you. Yeah, I hear your voice.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I hear you. I couldn't hear Josh.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
It kept cutting in and out is what it was doing also. I don't know if you and Deanna are closer to the
Well, I just
further away.
Yes.
I just have a big mouth. I'll tell you what happened is we have a computer. We have a little computer, a city computer, but we couldn't get it to connect to our Wi-Fi tonight. So we're using it over Deanna's phone. But by next time, either we're going to get that computer to work, or our little laptop, or we'll have another one. So this was kind of a last minute where we had to go on the cell phone. So I apologize for that.
I was just trying to figure out if we can get it on the tablet, and maybe we can hear better from our tablet.
Okay. All right. I was just, because I had just asked Tom if he could hear, and he couldn't either. So it wasn't just me. It's what I was trying to ascertain. So that was the only comment I had, is that this was new, because usually you guys are crystal clear. So
we apologize.
Yeah, you need to tone it down a little bit.
Thank you.
Don't you also have the microphone?
They don't work anymore. No, I'm sorry. We'll get this all. After a year, we haven't maintained anything. Look at me. But anyways.
You look like an outlaw.
Well, thank you.
With your bandana.
All right. So okay, thank you, Dana. We'll get the bugs worked out of it, so everybody.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted you to know that since you're recording it, that the audio on the recording might be a little less than stellar.
We have also a little handheld recording device too, sitting here just in case we had an issue like that.
That's really good to know. Well, thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Dana. Moving forward, council member comments.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Oh, wait. Looks like Mr. Mobley has a comment.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to get in. I was going to say the same thing. It was a little hard to hear. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, one second. We're trying to get better volume for you. Hold on.
Because now we're too close.
That sounded good to me.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was just going to say the same thing. It was a little hard to hear. I could hear Brian.
Yeah, it's the closest of the phones. You got too many microphones.
I was going to mention was, we used to get a. Can you hear Brian?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm making you the host.
I'm going
to
log out.
Kind of a community letter.
There, my audio is disconnected.
Are you on?
Yeah, you got to put him.
No, I've turned me down.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
That sounds better.
Okay, all right.
Okay, go ahead. That was all you had?
Did we lose him?
Where'd you go, John? John, are you there?
John is there. I see him there, but...
I'm still here.
Okay, John. We're trying again. Sorry, buddy.
No problem. Hey, I was just gonna say. First of all, thanks for everything you guys do. And the other thing is, we used to get like a community letter or some kind of something sent out to us. Or I don't know if they're going out by email or what's going on, or if you guys are not doing that anymore. But I'd like to know what's going on with. Internet service, as we're talking about internet, what's available, and you know what people are thinking about some of the GorgNet, and you know we've got CenturyLink and some of the others. Mm-hmm. What are we finding out in the city? What's working and what's not? Because I mean, I know we have CenturyLink and it's still lacking in service and you know our. What we have for uploads and downloads,
John. All I can say is I went to GorgNet within the last 2 months, and the service was phenomenal. I mean, we get 100 megabytes.
Didn't you have an outage with everybody else?
There was an outage.
But it wasn't...
It wasn't a long outage.
It was like a day.
Yeah, there was a problem, but the service has been great for me.
Oh, 3 days, but it was some cut line on Island Way, I don't...
Probably around 3 days because we're on Island Way.
And they're still working on all the infrastructure, too, and repairing lines, so we might still have a couple moments with them. Sadly.
So we really have, John, we have CenturyLink, and we do have now GorgNet. There's another small company that wants to come in and maybe put up on our tower, which we're talking to them, which will give us a third one. But we do have now two. GorgNet has been, most of what I've heard is GorgNet went into a deal with the city to use our old head end building and to use our old cable that used to do the TV station or the TV. So they're using all that, and so far it's turning out very good. For most people, turning out well. Did we lose John?
Did we lose you again, John?
CenturyLink.
Are you on Wi-Fi though?
Yeah.
John.
Are you there?
Yeah, now we're yes. You came back.
Oh man.
I have Verizon service, so can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, John.
That's supposed to be awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
What's the communication tool that we use to communicate to the residents? Is it a letter or is it an email blast? What, or maybe a social media? What do you guys use?
Mainly social media at this point, or our website.
The city website?
Website is really where you can get all the information.
Okay.
If I'm sending out something fast, typically it'll be out, you know, as soon as they think about it on the Facebook community group and on my own page. And then there's also Maria updates our website for us, but sometimes she can't get to it right away, so between 24 and 48 newsletter. Hours, typically.
Okay.
Newsletter.
And then we have the newsletter that comes out monthly that I try to include, you know, the most important information from. Anything super pertinent, we post flyers out here and on the website, so on our doors.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an expensive feat to send out mailers, so unless there's, you know, a huge change... with rates or anything like that, then we really, you know, it's quite a cost.
And I guess where this is going is, with your website, is there a way to, if you can sign up for an email blast, that if you put something on your website and you update it, is there a way to get an email that you've updated it and you can go, it links to your website? Is there a way to do that?
I'm sure we can make that happen.
We don't have that in place right now, John. Yeah, we could do that, though.
Yeah, resident sign up.
It's not a costly expense, but I think it'd be really nice. So, you know, we can get an email of okay, this did happen, and here's the link to it. I mean,
yeah,
it wouldn't take much. So
I'll talk to Maria and have her,
because I know, you know, sometimes people are not on social media.
Right.
You know, some people try to get off social media, which is
yes, that is a problem.
Right?
Yeah, I will absolutely have Maria check into that and try to get that up and running.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Yep, that's all I have. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, John. We always appreciate your input. Okay. Any other comments? No? Okay. Mayor's comments. Council comments? Any other council comments?
No.
Okay, Mayor's comments. I got a few things, so I'm going to go through this quickly, but I want to update you. So, 2021 election's coming soon, and the city has a few positions available this year. The sign-up period is from May 17th through 21, and we'll put this out for everybody in the community to know. They will do the city council position.
What is it again? Sign-up is?
May 17th through the 21st. The positions open this year or up for election are mayor, city council position 1, city council position 2, and city council position 5, which is a special because of Judy leaving. And Richard, you are special. But so those are up. So
does everybody know what seat they're in? I'm just making sure that everybody who knows 1, 2, and 5. I'm at 1 and 2. Do you know who you are?
I think I'm 2, maybe.
And you?
One, I'm one.
I'm two.
Mm-hmm. And he's five.
Okay.
Okay.
We're good, Margie.
We're good until 2023, because I had somebody ask, and I was like, I don't even know if anybody's...
I haven't all this.
Planning on running, you know, because I hadn't heard any speaking about it, so...
But we'll make sure it gets out in the community, and that... And it's on the assessor's website, or the elections website.
But I told them, pick a position and make it a real race.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Okay. So that's that. So 2020 elections come along, and so we will be looking forward to seeing who's running this year. moving forward, so the water road is completed, and it's beautiful. Did a nice job up there. So that's completed. That's part of the spend about. They did a very nice job up there. Ted did, and his crew, Terry, thank you, did a great job up there. So that is one thing we got accomplished that we set forward. The lift station, the pumps in.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Now I got to tell you, Brian's been here for 20. Brian Henderson's been here for 21 years. He's gone on 21 years, and we fired that pump up today. Normally when the flow comes up to a certain level, there's a float, and it sets the pump, and it pumps it down, right? And it always takes our best pumps 50 minutes to pump it back down. It's a lot of gallons. So they run the it up, and they set the new pump up, and it pumped it out in 10 minutes. I mean, this thing is like turbo. it is great. And that pump is state of the art. It has a cooling system in it. It has its own antifreeze that's environmental friendly that keeps it so they don't overheat. So the other old pumps, if they were running constantly, they'd overheat and they'd stop. This one doesn't. It just keeps going. And it'll run backwards. So if you get a clog, you can try to run it backwards to get it out.
It won't do it itself?
No, you have to manually do it. But the other thing about it, I got to tell you, is I've showed you pictures. People have seen the pictures of those guys reaching in their hands in there to pull out rags out of that impeller on the old ones. This one, you just pull off the motor, and the impeller's there. You just take. You don't have to reach into it anymore. It has only four bolts that holds that thing on the bottom there, and so it's real easy to maintain. So I'm telling, and their wish list for next. They would like to get one more. You know, sometimes we save our money, but they'd like to get one more for the other part of it, the other half of it. So
let's vote on it.
No. I'm pleased to say that lift station is up and running, and it's running strong. And one other thing I want to say, what Josh was talking about, views. So the money to fix the road came out of the reserves that we've saved, water reserves. And the money to get that pump, we're still fighting with the insurance company, but that money from the pump came out of the reserves that we'd saved from the sewer reserves. So those reserves came in half. And we still have in our water sewer reserves about $138,000 still in the reserves. So
wow. We
can build it back up. So we got getting stuff accomplished, okay? So
Yeah.
No, it was a good job, everybody. So thank you. I mean, that's what's keeping the city rolling. So
yeah.
And that's my report. End of report. And I'm going to turn it over to Dee.
My report just kind of builds on Josh's report. We're in the middle of the annual report right now. reports. That's pretty much where we're at. And as soon as I'm done with the annual report, which is looking very good compared to past year's reports as far as where we stand with cash and like the differences and, you know, because there's always some differences here anyway, but the differences are much less. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars less than they have been in past reports, so we're definitely moving in the right direction. That's due at the end of May, and then immediately after that is done, which I plan on finishing probably mid next week. Then I start on the CDBG grant to hopefully replace lift station 2 completely, which is a big deal, and it's a big grant. They want a lot of information, so it's going to take me a little time. But I have help on that from the EDC and from McKed. So, hopefully that comes in, and hopefully we get our lift station money.
Lift station number 2 is this one?
Yeah, Bobby, you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
And that, where'd the new pump go?
It went into one.
Over by the city.
Over by Pioneer there, yeah.
Okay.
Dee, do you want to tell them about the EDC and our water transite pipe and the bridge?
Yeah, so the EDC obviously is kind of in charge with community development, economic development, and so he's in talks with legislation all the time. And that with? Oh, it was just part of Biden's
commerce. Yeah.
And commerce's infrastructure package. They're thinking counties are going to get lots of money. I mean, they're trying to say that Skamania County alone will get $100 million. And so they've asked us all for wish list items. And so Brian and I decided to put the transit pipe, the main pipe running from our reservoir, down. That's very old. And if we have a problem, it's not up to earthquake standards. I mean, we're, we'll be all so.
And it's asbestos concrete.
So that's quite the costly thing, but I mean, it's a drop in the bucket compared to $100 million. So hopefully we're right up there with the needs of Stevenson and everybody else. And if it happens, it sounds like we'll get an okay chunk. Even if it's not, $100 million, it'll still be a couple million, which would be helpful. And so we've also asked about replacing the bridge.
Rebuilding it?
Rebuilding the bridge, not replacing it completely.
What bridge?
Evergreen. Mm-hmm. It was built in 1923.
Yeah.
And it was to paint it, to put all new bearings and upgrade it, seismic-wise and earthquake-wise. Estimates were $2.5 million in 2017, so we asked for $3 million.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You
have it.
These are two projects that we.
I mean, these are big projects.
Long time for us to come up with that, or very serious grant writing, which I'm not.
But Washington D.C. asked them to get these these lists. So, and it won't be for a while, but at least we're on the list, right?
Yep, on the list.
We're on the list.
Cool.
I think that's it for me right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for that report. And our illustrious attorney.
Nice to see everybody.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Last meeting I told you guys about a bill that was coming up on tax increment financing, and it did pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yet been signed by the governor, but it was passed last week, so I think it will be signed. Now the question is whether it will be challenged successfully on constitutional grounds, because our Constitution has some weird limitations. That's why it has never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty good bill, and I think they believe it fits within the constitutional parameters. So for future projects, any large future projects, it's good to know this tool is in our toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of the Washington City Attorney Conference for Spring Conference, so when they learn more things, I'll have more to report, but that's the main bullet point for this meeting.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that might be very helpful, especially for a little city like ours.
Projects, money.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be either as a finance thing, so we don't have to use our reserves. Thank you, Ken. All right. I'm kind of slowing it down. I just want this time to last a little bit. It's been a long time.
This is the most people that any of us have seen.
Yes. I just wish I would have lost about 10 pounds before this time, but anyways.
Okay.
Moving on. Yeah.
You're still on the COVID 20.
Yeah. Yeah. 30. Yeah. Unfinished business, we're going to go to our COVID specialist and an update from Councillor Acton.
All right, so we had a slight uptick this week. So right now we have 298 cases in Skamania County, 16 active. And so that's a little bit up from a couple weeks ago when we talked. So hopefully everybody's still trying to be diligent and getting your vaccine if you're going to get them, and see what we can do to help get this thing taken care of. End of report.
Thank you, sir. Update for sale of city lots or CBD lot. We still have not have an assessor. They got tied up. I had D call another one that was recommended out of Washougal, and they're not. So
two messages there somewhere.
We're waiting on it to be appraised. And I think our attorney had said that it might take some time, and we're seeing that it is. So we've got two companies, and we have yet to get it appraised. So we're working on it. When we get that, I'll bring it to your bench, okay? Okay, thank you for that.
$100,000 deal.
I wish it was that easy. New business. Ordinance 1138, amending Municipal Code, Chapter 6.04, Animal Control. Motion, please.
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 1138, amending Municipal Code, Chapter 6.04, Animal Control.
Thank you, Travis.
Is that good?
Oh, that was a tie.
That was a tie.
Good job.
Okay. Okay. So I was asked to put this forward on these issues. I don't want to start throwing a lot of laws out there. I'm just not that kind of guy. I don't want to do that. This might be a little bit much. My main concern, I do agree with, is the baseball field. I really do not believe dogs belong on the baseball field where the kids play. The rest of the areas, I was asked if that could happen. I don't think they're too much of a problem in those areas. But I think the baseball field, they work real hard out there. They're having their first ball game this Friday. It's opening day. And I really think that dogs really need to stay off that field.
Yep.
If you want to agree to all of it, you can agree. Or if you want to, whatever. But I'm just telling you my side of it.
Well, you know, I live right where the soccer field is, too. And there is a huge problem there as well. Because people just let their dogs run out there. And, you know, there's a lot of responsible dog owners in this town who do take care of their problems and pick up the messes. There's a lot of them who aren't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, baseball is one thing. Those kids are out there running and sliding, and put a lot of work in that field. Soccer fields, come soccer season, you don't want the kids tripping over a big doggy landmine either. Mm-hmm. And so I'm definitely in favor of the soccer field as well.
I'd like to add basketball court to that.
The basketball court, they don't really, that's all concrete, or it's not concrete, but it's asphalt, so there's really not a much of a problem there, I don't think. Same with the tennis court, I don't really think a dog is going to really, the playground, we're redoing the playground, we're going to dig it up and redo the playground, you know, we're going to start cleaning it up, so a lot of little kids over there. But we have 123 acres within this whole city, and we're talking here about 6.5 acres that dogs can't be. So it's not like we're asking for a lot. But just like any law, the attorney will tell you, civil laws like this are very hard to enforce. You know, $50 fine, $100 fine. People don't really care about the fines. You can make it $1,000, and until they get caught, they don't really care. And when they do get caught, talking to the sheriff's department, you know, these civil fines, it sometimes can cost the city more money to write a $50 fine than it is to warn them than anything else, because if they fight it, then it costs you money to fight the thing. So generally, the sheriff's departments like to, on these smaller civil things, just like to go out and talk to people. But I will say one thing that I've noticed, and I'm out a lot. I have some good counselors that keep me posted when things aren't good, even on weekends, which I appreciate. But I will say this, is the biggest majority of people in our city are, if I bring it to their attention that they're breaking the rules, they I'm sorry, and they stop. There's those few that don't, but I also found that being judged by the court of public, you know, by your peers, and we're a small community, that goes a long way. Because I've seen people go up, you know, say things, and it gets people put on edge. So that's helpful, too. I don't know. It's tough to... Everybody knows where I live. And we have that whole area in front of that berm there. And literally, we have a kid, every day he runs his dog, big black dog. I could care less. There's nobody there. It's wide open. Now, I don't care if he runs his dog out there. I mean, and he, you know, he's respectful. He picks up stuff. But in town, they should be on leashes, which most are for the most part. And there should be areas where kids can go and play without the coaches having to go out and pick up messes or have to worry about dogs digging holes or, you know, and the last thing, I'm being a little windy on this, but the last thing I'll say is, have you seen the baseball field, how good they're doing over there?
It looks beautiful over there. They tried to set it on fire.
Yeah, well, yeah, that wasn't that. But that group is working very hard. It's beautiful. They're doing a great job over there. So, you know.
We have a little pyromaniac in town.
Yeah, well, we caught one, though.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And anyways, it was a little female. Mm-hmm. Little female. So, but nonetheless, mom got talking and was known that if it happens again and he damages the costs will come, mom will get the bill. So, and that deters a lot of people too, when they So, anyways, getting back to this ordinance, I was asked to put those. I'm really concerned, and I agree with Councilor Acton. I'm a little bit concerned about the baseball field and the soccer field. Maybe the soccer field, it's such a nice big field, maybe more at soccer time, but it doesn't really matter. But those two fields really should be, my opinion, really should be no dogs allowed over there.
Yep.
There's plenty of room around for the dogs to roam.
And you're just talking about posting signs.
Yes.
There's already signs up on the baseball field. After the Facebook debacle, somebody already went over and put no dogs on the outside of the fence. Granted, they're not ordinance. They're not anything like that. They're something somebody has sculpted in wood and put on all the sides of the fence.
Well, thank you to whoever did that.
Well, this way
which
we can...
Which I thought was...
This way we can go over and we can put them up. If somebody's over there, we can go talk to them and say, there's no dogs allowed here. Right now, you can't tell them no dogs there. And the last thing is, there was a concern, and a valid concern. Well, what about... now, this does not include service dogs, because service dogs, you can't... Service dogs are allowed. That's the law. But there was a concern that, hey, what about families that want parents or that want to come and watch the kids play and they want to bring their dog? There's plenty of room around those fields to have a dog. We're talking directly on the field.
I have sat in the bleachers with my dogs and watched baseball. Yeah.
There is a fence all the way around it. We've stood a lot of those fields, and there's plenty of field. We're just talking directly on the fields.
It's a kid's park, not a dog park.
So, any questions or comments?
Call for the question. Vote.
Okay.
Vote it in.
Well, by the way, I just want to say one last thing. Thank you. Because I hear that opening day, Saturday, you're taking one of the fire trucks on there for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cool.
The natural anthem. He's taking one of the fire trucks on opening season of the... And bring one of our trucks down there. So thank you.
When is that?
Saturday.
Is this Saturday?
Yeah, grand. Yeah, that's the season opener.
Saturday, what time?
I still got to figure that out. He gave me the number. I told him I'd call her after the meeting.
So do we? Okay. He's called for one question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Well, the bleachers, yeah. Yeah, the bleachers.
Is that the dugouts or the bleachers?
The bleachers. But the bleachers, the bleachers are about this big. Can you understand?
It sounded like you may want to make that exception.
No, you're right, Josh. Thank you, because Margie did say that she goes on the bleachers. Well, they can't go on the bleachers with the dogs now, unless they're service dogs. So make note of that, because I did put bleachers in there.
Bring a lawn chair.
I can bring a lawn chair. Back up my big red truck there.
Yeah, there you go.
Gas in the back. Any other comments? Thank you, Josh. Any other comments? Okay, so we're going to call it as it is. D.
Okay. Councilor Acton?
Yes.
Councilor Randall?
Yes.
Councilor Norris?
Yes.
Councilor Lee?
Yes.
And Councilor Hall?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, everybody. Okay, we're going to go to closing public comment. Do we have any? Oh, we have Ms. Acton here. Ms. Acton.
I noticed over here that we have some youth that are hanging around the gazebo and standing on the tables, And they're also going, I'm afraid, my little granddaughters love to come and play on that equipment, even though it isn't upgraded yet. But I'm afraid they're going to wreck it. I'm really concerned. I don't think, is there anything that we can do to ask them not to loiter there or stand on the tables?
Are we asking?
If they
want
to go and sit there, do their homework, or, you know, do something constructive, or even hang out there without being on the tables? And maybe they can have respect for them.
Well, here's the thing. We repainted the tables just this week. We redid the tables, and I've talked to the kids. The sad thing about the gazebo...
They have nowhere to go.
The gazebo is, since our child was little, for 20 years, the kids, that's where they meet. So we've been going out there and talking to them because they are a little bit more destructive standing on stuff.
We've been doing it for over 40 years.
Yeah, okay, 40 years.
They're often quite naughty.
I've went back and had
some...
I think almost every one of us have walked by them and said something at some point.
So
their language is very colorful.
What we've talked about and we may end up doing, if the damage has stopped in the last... There hasn't been much of a problem since we were out there and I brought... Public Works out there to explain to them that you can talk to these guys because these guys have to clean up your mess, and they weren't. Public Works was a little tough on them, so they were. But if it continues, I already told the kids. I'm going to put a camera up. I hate cameras. But we're going to put a camera.
I'm going to repeat this for Dana and everybody on the phone because they couldn't hear Shelley.
Okay.
Basically, she's seen several kids gathering at the gazebo and. That's fine, but they're also standing on tables and possibly being a little destructive, and she's worried that they're going to ruin it, and her grandkids, you know, come and play on the stuff, and what's there before we fix it, we don't want ruined either, so, just worried about the kids, wondering about loitering signs, possibly, but it's kind of a community open spot, and most of us have come by and said something to them. So basically, we just have to keep on them by coming and reminding them to behave.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more just little point. Are we going to keep the merry-go-round because I love it? Are we going to keep the merry-go-round?
We're not getting rid of it.
Good.
No, we're not going to get rid of it. No, we got to get another little climbing structure. But
and then
no.
He asked if we were getting rid of the merry-go-round. And
no, but I think
no.
It should be padded for us adults.
It was a padded. Wire it
thank you.
That
I'm
thank
older
thank
now.
You.
It hurts a lot more.
I haven't even tried
thank
one
you.
Of those in probably 20 years.
Any other?
Go get on it. I'll help. All right.
Nope. Josh, got a public comment.
I'm Josh. I live here in North Bonneville.
Hi, Josh.
How's it going?
Speak up, please, Josh. Good?
Is I'm that... Shelly Acton.
I just want to say, like, how great it is that we're all back together again.
Yes.
It's been a long, long time since we're all been
yes.
here today.
It's great that we're back together again. It's been a long, long time. I'm translating for Josh.
Yes.
And Deanna's thrown me off. But I just want to say I appreciate, like, everything you guys have done for the last, you know, year. Your terms, but particularly with COVID, like it really has been a tough go. So thank you to everyone in the community who makes it just such a great place to live and be. So this is such a cool place to live in. We've got a great community here. So
thank you, Josh. Yeah, we appreciate you too, Josh. Thank you.
Especially when you get involved.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. All right, any other public comment? Hearing none. How about closing council comments?
I'd like to thank everybody that came, showed their beautiful faces. Appreciate it. Thank you, Chewy.
Councillor Hall also has a comment.
Just wondering about the baseball fields and parking. Just thinking about last year for soccer and, how hard it was for people to find places to park. I'm just wondering, do we have a plan to try to utilize some of the field there next to the community gardens?
Just not blocking the community garden, because that's always a big deal.
Yeah. Doug usually puts some cones out or whatever. But
no, that's Maria and I.
Okay. Like I said, Doug, you and Maria. So,
whoever goes out there with the cones in the morning.
If we park correctly back there, we staged the whole, how many was it? It was a 30 vehicle parade, and we staged it all back there with fire trucks and everything, and we fit it. So what we have to do is park smartly, and they can park up along. I told them all, the soccer people, and I'll tell the baseball people, you can park up all along that whole road. I mean, there's parking there, both sides. And they can park across the way on the other side of the is public property, on the other side. But what we may have to do, Rich, that's a good point, we may have to go out there and kind of direct people and let the soccer people and the baseball people know that here's probably the way to park people so that everybody can get in there.
Well, they're all the parents are lined up on emailers. So, like...
Yeah, send out a mass...
I mean, just a mass message, figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of space on it. But
I
no,
mean, I don't see why parking would be such a big issue. I mean, just...
Well, let me tell you what happened.
You go down to the ball fields down there in Home Valley, they've got four ball fields... Minimal parking. People figure it out.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's what was the problem. We had no parking signs up for a while. There was no parking signs up there. So people didn't know.
There is still a lot of no parking signs on the fence.
Yeah, that needs to come down because they need to be able to park there.
Well, they can't park during baseball season, you don't need to park there because...
Well, even so, though, I mean, if we're going to...
Park here at your own risk. Do not get after the city or the Little League after your window gets broken.
Well, that's not our issue, yeah.
Well, if you designate it as parking, then you'd be liable, but if you just take the no parking signs down...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
You park,
they can park there.
Ball field.
Yeah.
Figure it out. It's not rocket science.
That whole street can be parked on, and they don't have to park right there the way
it is. That's right.
And that whole street can be parked on and be hit with the ball. It makes no difference. I mean, it's a gamble.
You haven't seen the little kids play. They scare me.
I love it.
You might even get a bat, too.
I love it.
I have a comment. Have you heard anything about East Cascade from the county?
Not yet.
Okay.
No. Everything, let me tell you, Terry, I shouldn't say that. I had a meeting with them last week. Everything has been pushed back because of COVID. They're working on trying to get things, but we probably won't get it this year. We'll probably get it. They're not going to get any money this year. They're getting the money. They're getting the money, but it's not going to come until late. So it won't be in time to do anything, so it'll be next year. But we're already putting together the plans to so we have everything forward so that when the money comes, we get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we have an update on the PDA sale? Do we know?
Yes. As of today, there was an issue. They were had all their ducks in a row, and I can comment on this, except there was an issue with the lease, with the new person, with the person that owns the building. The lease was signed today. So everything is complete. It's just the final say through the LCB.
Yeah.
They're waiting for that. They're waiting for that lease.
Okay. And then the process will be... Once the money is available and the deal is closed, then I will go to court and ask the judge to close out the PDA and disperse whatever remaining funds to the city. And then it's really up to you guys how you handle that.
Okay. We'll handle it. Thank you.
Playground. Sorry. Thank you, Richard, for that. Anyway, so we're moving forward and getting a lot of our stuff accomplished.
One moment.
Yes.
I want to repeat that really loud. Just kidding. So I am so sorry about the audio. Ken said after that is all resolved with the lease and money and all that good stuff, then he will go to court to then dissolve the PDA and... then the remaining money will be for the city, whatever allocation that is.
That was it in a nutshell.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Any other comments? Good. You got one?
Yeah, I'd like to see speed bumps put on East Cascade. From Evergreen going east.
Oh no!
Let me tell you something. Hey, let me
tell
you.
Mr.
No. Let me tell you something, Richard. So Friday, we're at home in the afternoon, and I get one of our neighbors pulling the driveway, telling me there's this kid speeding up and down, and they'll beat up Honda. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we wait for him, and there he goes. So. I and someone else happen to jump in the car and we run him down. Not, but we, we found him, and I took his name and I told him, if I'm with you, because in the mornings it's like a drag race, yes. Because these guys at 1 minute to seven are trying to get down to the industrial park to get to work, and they're late. Every morning I'm drinking my coffee watching these guys, and so I'm talking to the sheriff's department about that too.
I did see a sheriff posted up down there the other morning when I was on my way.
Yes.
Yeah, but if he's posting up at the corner where they come off the highway, doesn't make a difference. He needs to be in town.
Yeah.
Well, they were across the way where the fence was the other day.
Yeah. We should probably remind them that we'd really like them around in those hours, the beginning and end hours.
You know what worked a few years ago? We had issues with it a few years ago, and what they did is they brought their radar. They have a little trailer.
Yeah.
And when people saw it flashing on how fast they were going, that was slowing a lot of people down. Yeah. That, our street, Evergreen's always been a
camera
great.
Pictures
we can
and
request
disperse
that.
Tickets.
I think we can request
have
that.
It do camera pictures sure. And disperse tickets.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is a problem, Richard. I'm with you on that, buddy. I'm right there. Yeah, I'm right on that corner.
We talked about speed bumps at one point.
We have one.
But there's an issue with that.
On our road. There was simply really, the minute really to seven to try to get there on time.
There was some reason why we didn't use speed bumps.
Because it has to be engineered and corners. Right. Has to be so many feet of a straightaway, yada, yada. And it's not feasible, for one. And for two, if people are going to speed, You're not going to stop them. Putting up speed bumps ain't going to stop them. Putting cops out there ain't going to stop them. Yeah, you might get them a ticket here and there. It's not going to stop them. I mean, honestly.
It could slow them down.
It's like taking away guns because of evil people. There's no cure for evilness.
It slows me down at the speed bump.
Lawlessness.
But then I speed up again.
Well, let's not get into that, Dee. Don't tell it yourself.
Go call myself.
There's some people that obey the laws, and there's those that don't.
So.
Don't matter what you do or what you say.
And us old people just have to hang in there, I guess.
Nail straps.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what?
Dana reminds us that. Because it will make a problem for the snow plows as well.
Yeah,
that's another problem.
I knew there was a reason. And there's no reason.
You mentioned it.
There is no reason why if a city councilor's out and about, you're a city official councilor, you are the ones that make the laws. There's really no reason why that, because somebody had asked me, well, can I tell somebody that's not, you can't do that? And I don't think there's a really that. Yeah, I mean, you can inform people if you see out there. Hey, I'm so and so.
Yeah. Course.
Well, yes, but I mean, hey, that's not allowed.
Yeah, get out there.
Do that?
No.
That's a no-no.
Richard?
Take the
funnel
out of it.
You could just have the police officer in one of the school Quonset huts out there, you know?
Yeah.
Where the school buses stop.
We have a hair dryer. We can make it look like a radar detector.
Yeah, we should just sit out there with a hair dryer. Yeah.
Well, or a megaphone. It
here's
looks
the
similar,
thing.
Too.
Overall, things are better than they were, but there's times when they're not so good. And about this time of year, when it gets nice out, we got to go around reminding people that there's no drinking beer out here, and after you get the word out there, and jumping on the gazebo, and
eating horrible things on the playground.
Yeah, so we just got to keep on them.
Uh huh.
Don't let your dog drool and humans rule. Yeah.
Okay, Richard, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything else, sir?
No, sir.
Terry, you get the last question of the night or comment.
Oh man, I forgot.
Okay, thank you for that.
Perfect.
End of report.
Call it quick.
Terry.
Oh, got it.
Call it quick.
We'll give you 5 seconds to recover.
I was thinking about Richard and, there you go. Margie and I lost it. I lost it.
Okay.
Done. I guess I'm done.
All right.
Okay. Hearing no other.
It was good.
Hearing no other business. This meeting is adjourned.
Oh. What? You should have used your gavel. You have to use it forever.
There.
You. I thought it was her.